Right now, it is time for Food for Mood with none other than Dr. Judy Werpin. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, Journal of a Duck Midwife, and Before Her Voice Was Still, A Friendship in the Shadow of ALS, and she doesn't have to worry about ice where she is. Good morning, Dr. Werpin.
Good morning, and I must say, I was just, again, thinking how blessed we are to be able to be someplace where we can go outside without worrying about falling down and all the consequences that that entails.
And you miss, and
so
of course,
be careful.
And of course, you
and I'm
miss,
glad you have crampons or cleats or whatever.
And of
makes
course,
a big difference.
And of course, you missed that big 25-inch snowfall in Boston.
So that's another.
For
you know,
sure.
This is another. You live right. However, I spoke to somebody who was in Miami, on Tuesday, I think, and they said it was. Everybody was in their anoraks because it was 48 degrees in the morning.
Well, not quite, but you know, we don't have heat here. And it was down to the 40s. In some places, it was actually in the 30s a couple of days ago. So people were just piling on the clothes, you know, sort of. And it was very funny because you go to a restaurant and people were sitting outside with their gloves and their, you know, down jackets and their hats on eating dinner. This is in Miami Beach.
Right. And
it looked
and
like
my kingdom.
In November, so.
My kingdom for 45 degrees.
Anyway, but it's warmer today, and I hope spring won't come, but will come when it's supposed to come, but let's just hope that the warm weather comes before that. Anyway, at least we can, you know, we can walk outside when we want, you know, dressed appropriately. But, you know, I sent you an article today about a terrible disorder called fibromyalgia, which most people heard of and perhaps know somebody who has it. It affects maybe about 3 or 5% of the population in the country, and many of them are women. And it's one of these disorders that has multiple symptoms, none of which seem to respond very well to any kind of therapy, and it just takes over the quality of one's life. You have pain, you have muscular skeletal pain, you have pain in your muscles, pain in your bones. There are apparently several spots on your body that, if touched, are exquisitely sensitive to touch, just to touch. People have great difficulty sleeping, maybe because of the pain, could be. What's called brain fog or fibro fog, which means that they have trouble remembering things or being coherent. And they tend to eat a lot. And one of the problems with all this is that obesity tends to be one of the sort of side effects of fibromyalgia, that when people have this disease, all the things I mentioned, you know, the fact that you have trouble walking because of pain and because you're exhausted due to lack of sleep and due to general exhaustion, you have actually very little social contact because it hurts too much to see people or to talk to people. Oh, and you're depressed. That was the other thing. Many people sort of eat their way through each day in order to at least have something to do and probably in some extent maybe make themselves feel better. And one of the problems is that about at least a quarter, if not more, people who have fibromyalgia are actually obese, not just overweight, but are obese. And this makes their symptoms all the worse. I mean, we've talked before about how if you weigh too much and there's all that weight on your bones and your muscles, you're increasing the pain. And if you are obese, you may have something called sleep apnea, which is going to affect your ability to get a good night's sleep. And if you are obese, it could be that, you know, you also, you know, may be feeling depressed about one more thing that's preventing you from normal social contacts. But up until now, and including now, there really isn't anything to be done about it. I mean, people just say, okay, people have fibromyalgia, and when they become obese, it increases the severity of all of these symptoms that I mentioned, and they leave it at that. And you know, so I thought, well, gee, maybe there's some medications that could help. And indeed, there are three medications, all of which work on neurotransmitters, dopamine, and another neurotransmitter called norepinephrine in the brain, to help reduce the perception of the pain. The pain may be there, but one of the problems is that your perception of the pain is exquisitely sensitive, and maybe reduce some of the depression. So there are three medications, but one of them causes weight gain. One of them and the other two may not address all of these symptoms like depression or in some cases certain kinds of pain. And there was only one that actually was able to cause a small amount of weight loss compared to people who weren't taking it. It's called Savella, S-A-V-E-L-L-A, over a period of almost 3 years, about 30 months. And after about 30 months on the drug, the weight began to creep up, so it was about the same as it was among the placebo group and did not have the drug. But, you know, I was reading about all this, and it's like, you think, thank God I'm blessed I don't have it. And I felt so, because I have a friend who does have it so badly for her, because you feel helpless in how you, what do you do about it? And I thought, why don't the practitioners, the physicians who deal with people who have fibromyalgia, try to prevent the weight gain from the beginning? You know, why just wring your hands and say, oh, gee, you gain weight, and therefore your symptoms are going to get worse? I mean, again, one of the problems is that you can't really exercise with any intensity because it hurts too much. And sometimes you can't exercise at all because it simply hurts too much. And the only exercises you really can do are kinds that don't require any kind of impact, or like swimming. And why, you know, why can't somebody sit down like a physiotherapist and say, okay, these are the exercises we're going to do. We're going to find a pool where you can swim. We're going to do something so that you can continue to exercise and perhaps use up some calories. Why aren't these people seeing, or maybe they are, therapists to deal with the depression, or helping, having help in sleeping better, like perhaps suggesting a low dose of melatonin, working out a diet that may help their cravings, because the fact that serotonin is involved in this terrible disease, it may be that they're craving carbohydrates because it increases serotonin and will decrease the pain. But there should be a team of people who deal with a patient who has this disease, and maybe they're not going to be able to prevent the symptoms from, you know, staying around, but maybe they can diminish the severity and perhaps prevent the obesity. But in all the readings I did, Jill, that was never suggested.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I, as a matter of fact, when we are done with this, there's something I want to talk to you about off air, just in general, under the heading of never suggested, because I have a new idea for if I/we, you ruled the world, how would you approach these things, you know, just commonsensically, with, you know, A, some of the resources to hand, but B, understanding that in so many cases, with the assistance and the guidance that people have been given has just been flat useless. I'm sorry.
That's right. Or it's absence.
Yeah.
They don't get any kind. They
right.
get a prescription.
Either nothing.
You'll go to your local pharmacy and get this drug and don't eat so much and try to walk. Well,
yeah.
Is that enough? Not when you're really in an enormous amount of pain and exhausted from lack of sleep and really tired and depressed, and the only thing left of you is, you know, eating a box of Fritos or something.
But at least feeling better after
why
you
don't
eat
people...
it. It's like, of course, that's the thing, and that's why the guidance needs to move from the absolutely hopeless, either absent or hopeless category, into the possibly potentially helpful. And it's funny because all of the places where you would go to, you've been guided, no pun intended, to look for this guidance, what you get instead is misdirection, she said, as diplomatically as
exactly.
possible.
Exactly. And nobody talks to anybody. One specialist does not talk to another specialist. I mean, does a psychiatrist talk to the physical therapist?
No.
What does the dietitian, you know, talk to the psychiatrist or you know, somebody else about the fact that your patient is overeating because of depression? No, nobody talks to each other, and yet there are clinics that deal with fibromyalgia. And, you know, the odd thing is that if you had diabetes, God forbid, if you had diabetes, then there are clinics, especially if you're a child with diabetes, that really do talk to you about all this. I mean, I have a relative who had diabetes when he was 20, and he couldn't deal with it. He just didn't want to accept the fact that he had, and he really did not control his insulin and his glucose levels as well as he should, and he got into a lot of problems. Now he's fine. But he was sent to see a therapist, like, who sat him down and said, okay, you have this disease, let's talk about what you're going to do about it. And, you know, more than just this is what you should be eating. And they went to see a physical therapist and say, this is how you should be exercising. It's going to help your diabetes. There was a team to help him, and it helped.
Right.
It really made a difference, really, between a high quality of life and not. But
and
why shouldn't that be the case in these other diseases with multiple Symptomatology.
Exactly. You know, no, that's exactly what I was going to say.
It's been around for a long time, and I don't know why people should have to wait any longer.
Couldn't agree more. Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman.
Okay, good talking. We'll look forward to talking to you later. Bye-bye.
Judy Wortman at Food for Mood. Of course, you can hear Judy on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Food for Mood with Judy Wortman.